You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time here on RNIB Connect Radio for another Audio Described Theatre Review, as I'm joined again by Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello, Vidar, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Good to be back, Toby. Thank you.
We have a celebration of traditional working-class London life in the 1980s this week, as the smash-hit musical that is Only Fools and Horses visited the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. So, Vidar, as Delboy would say, was Only Fools and Horses the musical a truly Christie time for you at the Hippodrome?
Well, it was something that I enjoyed very much. And I didn't remember particularly the TV series from the 1980s. I don't know whether you remember seeing that at the time, Toby, but it was fun, it was easy, it was good entertainment.
And Only Fools and Horses, of course, is based on John Sullivan's legendary television sitcom, which I think we can all remember. And I do remember watching it on TV back in the day. And sometimes I do think it's hard to take a great TV sitcom like Fools and Horses and turn it into a stage musical. But I think this one does work so well, and it did have a sellout run in London. So I think this, you know, certainly deserves its smash hit status.
It does, and it worked very well on the stage. And the describers were Jonathan Nash and Julia Grundy, and that added the icing to the cake in terms of providing that characteristically first-rate audio description. It was a good cast. And you know, sometimes you just get to the end of a week on a Friday and you're lucky enough to go to the theatre that night. You just want something easy and something that doesn't demand too much concentration. And that was the one for me. It really worked very well. And it was entertaining. It was fun. The audience was a nice atmosphere. People enjoyed the humour. And I think it worked very well.
Yeah, because the script and original score, which includes 20 songs, was written by John's son, Jim Sullivan, along with comedy legend Paul Whitehouse, who I think plays Granddad incredibly well in this production. So, you know, for all those songs and, of course, the comedy, did it feel like a real old Cockney sort of knees up, Vidar?
Yeah, it was fun. As I say, it was a nice atmosphere. There was a lot of humour. The audience engaged with that. And I think clearly, I would imagine many people in the audience were very familiar with the TV performances of 40 years ago. And that had brought them back. But I think they would have been very well pleased with what they were able to see on stage.
Yeah, because I think that's the thing, isn't it? We remember those comedy moments. I mean, there's some classic ones from Only Fools and Horses. There was a scene where they were supposed to be cleaning a chandelier in a house and Granddad unscrewed the wrong chandelier and it fell and smashed. And I think it was an iconic scene when Delbo was trying to chat the lady up in the bar and he fell through the bar. And there's some comedy moments, which I think we all can remember. But I think in this musical, they've taken elements of those scenes and turned it in with all the songs into this, you know, sort of wonderful celebration. And of course, you know, there is the classic theme to Only Fools and Horses, which I think has maybe been given a slightly different sort of feel to it than on the TV. But, you know, a great time out.
Great time out, and it works very well. And it's, what, 3-4 decades on from the TV series, but still has a following and still very popular.
Yeah, indeed. So, Vidar, would you suggest that listeners should stick a pony in their pocket and go off and buy their tickets for Only Fools and Horses the musical?
I certainly would, and it's entertaining, it's good fun, and if you get the chance to see it, I think you'll have a laugh and enjoy the production. So, yes, all very much for that.
Well, you can find out more about Only Fools and Horses along with details of venues, dates and times of performances by visiting onlyfoolsonstage.com. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing Boys and the Black Stuff, which is at the Birmingham Rep.
Absolutely. It's a different type of production. We're looking forward to sharing that with you and listeners next time.
Well, as always, thank you, Vidar, for sharing your audio described review of Only Fools and Horses, the musical at the Birmingham Hippodrome, with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great pleasure. Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.